In to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day.
Yes.
We make a quality decision on today to rejoice
and be glad
on this magnificent Monday morning, this motivational Monday. We're in the book, Make Life Work. We want to encourage you to get a copy of the book. You can go to the website, www.how2makelifework.com. And just on the website alone is some resources and teachings and some snippets of the book. So go on the website, check it out, and order a copy of the book as a paperback or an ebook, which you could download right away so you could follow along with us. We have been talking about turning vision into reality. We must turn vision into reality. We must have the blueprint from the invisible realm and build on it right here in the earth realm and make it visible. The word of God is already settled in heaven, and our job now is to build on the firm foundation of his word and this opportunity that we have, this window of opportunity that we have while we are here in the earth. So last week we left off with strategy 6, which is research, and we went over the meaning of the word research. It's search and search again.
Listen, turn in your vision into reality. There are so many of us has vision. We have dreams, but what we don't have is the know-how, is to take that vision that is given to us and make it a reality. And that is what make life work does. It will teach you. And that's why you need to get that book. That's why you need to go and order the book and become a success before you leave here. Take in that vision and make it a reality.
You have to make it.
You have to make it. Make it a reality,
which means that you have to do something.
Yeah.
And this book, it is a how-to guide. It's a book that you go back to again and again as you build, as you plant, as you turn vision into reality. It's right there. It's a manual for you. It's not necessarily a book that has to be read from cover to cover. You could go in there and you could access pieces. You could access nuggets of what you need at that time as a manual to turn failure into success in this fast-paced world.
Yes. Okay. So let's go out where we left off, because we were just yapping here this morning.
So we're going to go on page 87.
Yeah.
So it will be the second part. We talked about the first part, the first paragraph under research, and we're going to go into the second paragraph under research.
Yes.
The light will shine when you invest the time in reading and research. I have always liked the way the prophet Isaiah talked about the powerful dawning of light. And then this is from Isaiah 61-3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light,
and
the kings to the brightness of your rising.
Your rising.
So it's the glory of the Lord that rises upon us. So we have to be submitted in line with his light, with his glory. And then it radiates off of us. His glory is upon us. Sometimes we think that we have to generate it or we have to work it up. But what we have to do is submit onto it. and his glory. We have to allow his glory to rise upon us. And we stay in that place of alignment with his glory. And then we're carriers of his light.
Come on.
So it's not a light that we're generating by our own righteousness. It's a light that is from the Lord that rises upon us. So now instead of our righteousness, we're operating in his righteousness. And that light then is able to dispel the darkness. It says there's deep darkness in the earth and deep darkness over the people. But the glory of the Lord, when it arises over you, when you submit onto it, it causes that darkness, the boundary of the darkness, to roll back.
Yes.
Because if you think about a regular light, the brightness of the light determines the circumference or the boundary of the darkness. The brighter the light, the further the darkness is pushed back.
Watch this. Arise and shine. Why? For your light has come. When you're in darkness, you can rise, right? Mm-hmm. You can shine when you're in darkness. Mm-hmm. You got to have light. Mm-hmm. Light is revelation. Mm-hmm. Light is knowing. Light is understanding. Light is seeing where to go. Light is like the Bible says in 119 Psalms, 119 Psalms, it says, thy word is a light and a lamp. See, the word of God become a lamp and a light unto our path. So he's showing you. So when you get it, you can rise up. So in my vision that I have, I need some light. And the light that I get is from research.
Yes.
So when I search and search some more and search some more, Pastor Diana, until light come. Mm-hmm. Aha.
Yeah. Because the Bible says my people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
So when we're reading and researching, yeah, we're acquiring,
yeah,
knowledge. Therefore, yeah, we cannot perish.
Yeah.
Because the light has come.
Yeah. And so light come. When light come, I'm ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what to do. Because I see what to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited on that this morning.
Yes. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, it says, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place.
Come on.
Until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. So it's talking about the prophetic word, the word of God, being the light that we need to arise in our dark heart.
Come on.
Because you're not truly satisfied unless you're walking in your purpose. Your purpose is purposeful. So when you're operating in your purpose, that's where your true endearment, where your true joy, where your true livelihood is, when you're operating in your purpose. Anything outside of that is going to cause you to feel incomplete, like something's missing. That's why we go from job to job. That's why we go from relationship to relationship, because we have not connected with the one that has been designed for us. We're not operating in the totality of our purpose. And when we're not operating in the totality of our purpose, we're in bondage.
Yeah, because there are times when we ought to do things, mm-hmm, we just pray and say the Lord will do it.
Mm-hmm.
We pray and we do nothing about it. See? So here, Christian, do not let the devil beat you here. You pray and you do.
Mm-hmm.
You pray for wisdom, you pray for knowledge, you pray for understanding, and then you go out and then you do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus taught when he taught about the principle of asking,
yeah,
seeking, and knocking.
Yeah.
So those three things, we can't do all those three things in the place of prayer. We're asking in the place of prayer. We're getting direction from God. And then in the seeking, we're going to go do it. We're putting action behind what God said. So in the place of prayer, we're asking him, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, which direction shall I go? But in the seeking is when we're putting action behind it. Like when the kids are playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
The seek is the action part where they're going and they're looking, where they're working to uncover where the other child is. They're hiding and they're seeking. So the seeking is the action part. And then the knocking part, that's when you are in position to receive. That's when you are right there. You knock. And the door will be open onto you. You don't have to kick the door in. The door is open onto you. When somebody knocks on the door of your house, you open the door onto them. They don't have to kick their way in. They don't have to force their way in. It's just, they're just announcing, hey, I'm here. And then you're able to open the door for them. So when we ask God in the place of prayer and he gives us direction, he gives us insight, we're reading, we're getting the revelation that we need, we're doing the researching, we're putting everything together, we're seeking, we're doing, we're doing, we're doing, we're doing. And then we get to that place where we're ready, where we're there, the prepared place, and we knock, and then it's open onto us.
We have to be careful that we are not too heavenly minded. Let me say it here. We have to be very careful that we don't become too heavenly minded, that we know earthly good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it again. Mm-hmm. Because we need to talk as Christian here. And the Christian need to triumph. Blessed be my God, mm-hmm. who had caused me and you to triumph in all ways.
All mm-hmm.
So we can't become too heavenly minded.
Mm-hmm.
So heavenly minded that we know earthly good.
Yes.
We got to balance this thing mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We must mm-hmm. balance the walk mm-hmm. with God.
Mm-hmm. And we can't be discouraged, because when the kids are playing hide and seek, they don't always find the kid at the first spot, but they know where they're not.
Yeah.
So they go and they look somewhere else. So we can't be discouraged. Whatever phase you are in the journey, do not be discouraged. Continue to ask God for help. God, he knows the way. He yeah. already has the map. He already has the blueprint. He yeah. already has all things that we need. He knows where you're going. He knows what he sent you into the earth. He wrote the vision.
Yeah.
The Bible says that there's books in heaven, and that every day before there were even one, it was already written out for you. So you're here on purpose. God did not make any mistakes by sending you into the earth realm. You are here. You are here on divine assignment, and it is time to turn vision into reality. The vision was first. The vision was first. There are prophetic men in the Bible, giants of faith, that are continually recognized in different teachings and different other parts of the Bible. And they came from barren wombs. They came from women who were looked at as being desolate, women who were looked at as unable to produce. And a word would come to the women, or to the father of the child. A word came in advance and would let them know everything that God had formed and fashioned to be birthed from their womb. So while people were pointing the finger and people were calling them barren and people were saying, well, you can't produce, what kind of woman are you? God already had orchestrated that a mighty giant of faith was coming from that womb, coming from that lineage. Joseph's mother was barren. Samson's mother was barren. We have so many examples. Jacob's mother was barren, but they mighty, mighty, mighty Come birthing on. In the earth realm from what already was written in heaven. So we want to encourage you, make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Praise. Lord, we will sing. The stars and moon, see how they shine for you. And you're calling us to do the same. So we rise up with a song, and we rise up with a cry.